Vi var over at besøge dig nogle af sidste sommer.
Vanessa, so we visited you last summer.
Yeah.
Det var interessant at se, at I var en kirke med mange overgivende kristne.
Det var meget interessant. Sorry. It was interesting to. It was wonderful to see that you were a church with a lot of devoted Christians.
Og samtidig der jo ikke den der konformitet, man nogle gange tit ser andre steder.
And it was wonderful to see that it was not just a conformity that you see some other places.
Så mit spørgsmål er, kan du fortælle lidt om frihed i Kristus?
So my question is, can you tell a little bit about the freedom in Christ? And Renee is an expert in asking just brief questions.
Okay. Freedom in Christ, in what sense?
På hvilken måde frihed i Kristus, spørger Kevin.
Det var spændende der med, at her er en kirke, hvor folk ikke bare ligner hinanden.
It was interesting to see a church where people don't just look like one another.
Okay. Well, I mean, I believe in...
One example, two.
There's diversity in the body.
Der er forskellighed i et lame, i en kirke.
Paul speaks about that in the example. You know, there's, you know, the body of church being mouths, ears,
and toes. Han taler om, at et lame, eller en kirke er ligesom et lame med forskellige lamestil, med en tunge og hænder og andre ting.
We're not all the same.
Vi er ikke ens.
Yeah, and especially in a multicultural city like Manchester.
For eksempel i en multikulturel by som Manchester.
With so many different nations, a church should reflect that somewhat.
Så på en eller anden måde, så skulle kirken også reflektere den forskellighed af byen.
You know, when everyone in a church looks exactly the same.
Når alle i en kirke ligner hinanden.
That's not a work of the spirit, that's a work of the flesh.
Så er det ikke en helligåndsgerning, så er det en kødsgerning.
You see that with the cults, don't you?
You see det her med kulterne, så.
I mean, do you have the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses?
Ja, Jehovas vidner og mormonerne her.
You say there's Jehovah's Witnesses on our street.
Ja, hvis I ser ud på gaden, og I kan se nogen fra Jehovas vidner, så kan I se.
They all look the same.
De ser alle sammen ens ud.
And the Mormons?
Sammen med mormonerne.
You will know them by their suits.
You will know them, eller I kan kende dem ikke på deres gerninger. Det er en vittighed, I kan kende dem på deres tøj.
Yeah, rhymes in English. I don't know.
Ja, det rimer på engelsk.
Yeah, and but in some places, you know, everybody has to wear a suit.
Men nogle steder der skal alle have jakkesæt på.
And they put a rule on people that, you know, they say the verse all things done decently in order.
For eksempel så bruger de et vers, hvor der står alting skal være gjort i orden.
Or at least how they would look in the times of Queen Victoria.
Eller måske på den måde, som det så ud på dronning Victorias tid.
100 years ago.
Eller 100 år siden.
You know, so we focus on the inward and not the outward.
Vi prøver at gøre hos os, det er at kigge på det indre og ikke på det ydre.
You know, someone new comes to the church modestly dressed.
Der kommer en ny person til vores kirke, der er pænt klædt.
We don't like put a great big shawl on him.
Vi putter ikke noget hen over dem.
Yeah, we once the heart sorts out, everything else changes with it.
Lige så snart at hjertet bliver nyt, så forvandles hele livet.
You know, we want people to be bound by this book.
Vi ønsker at mennesker skal blive være bundet af den her bog.
You know what? I want when I teach the Bible, I try and show things. This is what I'm getting from the scriptures.
Når jeg underviser fra Bibelen, så siger jeg, det er det her, jeg får fra Bibelen.
I want to people to follow my arguments, or me trying to follow Paul's or whoever's argument to show. You know, I want them to be convinced that the Bible teaches this.
Jeg ønsker, at de skal blive overbevist om, at den ting, jeg underviser, at det er det, som Bibelen lærer.
Not that, the pastor says it, but I can't see it for the life of me.
Jeg vil ikke have, at de bare skal gøre det, fordi pastoren siger det, men fordi Guds ord siger det.
You know what, and I think it's good to be charitable on where Christians can differ.
Jeg tror det er vigtigt at vi er forsigtige og forstående der hvor at vi kan se forskel på nogle ting som kristne.
You know, not making a law where there isn't a law.
Vi skal ikke lave en lov der hvor der ikke er nogen lov.
You know, how you different styles of music and things like that.
For eksempel forskellige slags musik.
You know, some I really don't like drums in worship.
Yeah, jeg kan faktisk ikke rigtig lide trommer i musik.
But there's nothing in the Bible against the church doing that.
Der står faktisk ikke noget om i Bibelen at der ikke må være trommer.
Yeah, we have a piano and we like that.
Vi har et klaver, det kan vi godt lide.
But you know, I'm careful. I don't want someone, let's say someone has to move from our church to another city.
For eksempel, der skal flytte fra vores kirke til en anden by.
And I don't want them to to think, oh, I can't go to this otherwise good church because they've got a drum or a worship band.
Men jeg vil ikke have, at den person ikke har samvittighed til at gå til en anden menighed, fordi de har et lovsangsband.
Or over some other secondary issue. So I'm always careful with that.
Eller nogle andre sekundære ting. Så det er jeg altid meget påpasselig med.
Yeah, I don't want people bound to my conscience. You know, a lot of brothers in our church, the young ones, they like Christian rap music.
Mange af de unge, de godt lide sådan kristen rap music.
I'd rather bang my head in the car door than listen to that.
Jeg vil hellere smække mit hoved i bildøren end at lytte til det.
But I can't say it's sin.
Men jeg kan ikke sige det er synd.
I'd like to say it, but
jeg kunne godt tænke mig at sige det, men det kan jeg ikke.
My point is, I want them bound to the Word of God.
Min pointe er bare, at jeg ønsker ikke, at de skal være bundet af min samvittighed, men af Guds ord.
We was talking about this last night.
Det talte vi også om i går aftes.
Christians, they sometimes come to me and saying, you know, can I watch this certain film?
For eksempel kommer nogle gange nogle mennesker til mig og spørger, hvad kan jeg se den her film? Må jeg se den her film?
And I refuse to answer the question.
Og det nægter jeg at svare på.
Because I say I'm not being your conscience.
For jeg vil ikke være din samvittighed.
What they want is a set of rules to live by. This is yes, yes, no, no, no.
De vil gerne have sådan en liste med ja og nej.
Yeah, but you know, people have different convictions. People are weak consciences, strong conscience.
Der er mange forskellige overbevisninger. Nogle har en svag samvittighed også, og andre har en knap så svag samvittighed.
Yeah. They may watch something they shouldn't watch, but then have the conscience trained by it and not watch that again.
Så måske er der nogen, der ser noget, som deres samvittighed fordømmer, så arbejder Gud i dem, og så ser de ikke det igen.
But that's surely a better way than me being their conscience.
Men det er meget bedre end at jeg er deres samvittighed.
You know, the Lord must be Lord over someone's conscience.
Så Herren skal være herre over samvittighed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.